朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
在我里头
，in me，
没有良善
，there's nothing good，
没有
，there's nothing good，
没有就是没有 ，period，
there's nothing good， period，
弟兄姊妹，没有
，there's nothing，
不要装了。
Don't ever pretend anymore.
不要再勉强了。
And don't try to force it anymore.
没有，就是没有。
When Paul says there's nothing, he means nothing.
而圣经上讲到分别为圣，讲到圣洁，特别讲到分别为圣 ，set apart.
And yet, when the Bible says consecrate yourselves, it says set yourself apart.
这个圣洁的原来的意思，也就是讲到 set apart 或是 separate.
And that's also the original meaning of holiness, to be set apart.
分出来。归给神
To be set apart, holy for God.
我这个人，我的生活，我整个人生被神 set apart， 这叫做过圣洁生活。
Myself, my whole life being set apart for God, that is to live a holy life.
仇敌控告我们，我们拒绝他。
When the enemy accuses us, we have to reject.
耶稣基督是我的圣洁。
We should respond with Jesus Christ is my holiness.
而我们今天是在耶稣基督的宝血和他的恩典怜悯底下。
And today we are under the blood of Jesus and His mercy.
我们被神分别出来。
We've been set apart by God.
我们过分别为圣的生活。
And we live a separate, consecrated life.
弟兄姊妹，记不记得大祭司上面的冠冕写什么
？Remember that a high priest wears a turban and something's written on the gold plate.
Amen.
Holiness to the Lord.
Holiness unto the Lord. 太好的话啊。
Holiness unto the Lord.
你去读民数记第六章，立位那个拉希尔人分别为圣的生活。
And in the book of Numbers, chapter 6, it talks about the life of being a Nazarite.
讲到他们归耶和华，这个离俗归耶和华的日子是归耶和华为圣。
And a certain portion of that their life will be separated and set apart.Holy for God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要了解这是圣经上所说的。
And that is what the Bible means.
你要拿完美的尺度去衡量人，你自己失望。
Do not try to expect others to be perfect. You will be disappointed.
你用完全圣洁的尺度量你自己，你自己灰心。
If you expect yourself to be perfect, you will be despaired.
因为不可能。
It's impossible.
不要到死人中间去找活人。
Do not look for the living among the dead.
不要到罪人中间去找圣人。
Do not look for saints among sinners.
我们能圣洁是因为耶稣基督 covered 我们。
We are holy because we are covered by Jesus Christ.
而我们在耶稣基督里面，我们来追求长进，追求基督。
And we pursue Christ. We pursue growth in Christ.
我们被神分出来，为天而活着，为神而活着。
We are being set apart by Jesus so that we can live for heaven.
这叫做分别为圣的生活。
And that is a sanctified life.
所以圣经上里面讲到献上自己当作活祭，这是过圣洁生活最重要的根基。
The Bible tells us to offer ourselves as living sacrifice.That is the foundation of living a holy life.
我们要愿意把自己交给神。
We have to be willing to commit ourselves to God.
如果你我不肯把自己奉献给神
，If we are not willing to offer ourselves to God,
我们不可能过圣洁生活。
It's impossible for us to live a holy life.
就不可能过讨神喜悦的生活。
We cannot live a life that's pleasing to God.
你我也就不可能有真正的喜乐。
And we can never have true joy.
弟兄姊妹啊。奉献真正是奉献，是一件大喜乐的事情。
When we truly offer ourselves, it will bring us great joy.
所以保罗说：“弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，一起来背，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
That's why Paul says,
你们如此侍奉。”乃是理所当然的。
That's why,
他讲到这样子的奉献是圣洁的。是神所喜悦的，是理所当然的。
In Romans chapter 12 verse 1, Paul says to offer ourselves as a living, our bodies as living sacrifices. Such offerings is holy and pleasing to God, and is our reasonable act of worship.
弟兄姊妹看见了没有？那个圣洁的生活在于我把我自己 set apart 分出来，归给神。
In order to live a holy life, we have to first set ourselves apart. for God.
这个奉献的本身圣经上已经说是圣洁的。
And then, this action of setting apart and offering ourselves, the Bible says the action itself is already holy.
是神所喜悦的。
And it's already pleasing to God.
而且是理所当然。
And it's our reasonable act of worship.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，在这个底下这一节圣经非常重要哈，连心的孩子们，我希望你们一起来读罗马书第六章十六节跟十九节。
Now the scripture following is on the program sheet, on the handbook. Let's read together. Romans chapter 6.Verse 16 and 19.
岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法？现今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣。看见了没有？这个奉献是我们以至于成圣的根基啊！
Do you see offering is the foundation of becoming holy?
从不义一直被改变以至于成圣。
That we can be transformed from wickedness to righteousness.
所以他说你从前 just as you used to offer, 就是你从前怎样把肢体献给罪。
Just as you used to offer the parts of your body to sin.
你同样的把你的身体现在献给神。
Today, in the same way, offer the parts of your body to God.
你原谅我说哈，你不用 just as, 你不用一模一样的做。
Forgiving us for saying that, even if we do not do just as we used to do.
就连我们只要把我从前怎样献给不义恶做肢体的这个十分之一能够先改过来，你就发现 significant change.
If we only offer 10% of what we used to offer to sin to God, we will experience transformation.
你马上就发现你的生活已经开始改变了。
You will see a change in your life.
更不要说如果我们能够 just as we used to offer 那样子的 offer.
Then how much more if we offer just as much as we used to offer to sin?
我看看大家这个君子所见是不是略同哈？你们觉得我们的这些肢体里面？哪三个肢体最可恶，犯罪最多
？OK, name three parts of your body that sins the most.
啊，赞成嘴巴的举手，好不好
？Some says our mouth. Raise your hand if you agree.
还不错哈，舌头万恶之根哈，这感谢主。还有没有？第二名呢？
The most
眼睛哦，弟兄们的眼睛。
And then eyes.
第三个呢？耳朵。没有，我是讲器官肢体。
The parts of our body.
不，我现在只讲肢体，这边讲
the
member
organ,
of your body.
The organ.
OK, 好。Yeah, 你们的头三名跟我讲的一模一样。我们都是君子啊。眼睛、嘴巴、耳朵。
And our ears.
保罗说：“你从前怎样把这些肢体让罪随便用
？”And Paul says, just as you used to let sin use this.Let sin use your members of your body.
现在让主来用。
Now let the Lord use the parts of your body.
你原谅我打一个很简单，不是很理想的比喻，但是很实用，就好像一个 handyman 有个工具箱哈，我们弟兄都很喜欢有个工具箱。
For example, a handyman has a toolbox.
啊，需要十字起子，里面有十字起子；需要钳子，有钳子；需要锯子，有锯子；需要锤子，有锤子。
And it has the pliers, the screwdrivers, the hammers, and saws.
而且等我要了，直接拿出来用。
So whatever I need, I just take the tool I need from the toolbox.
你要知道，世界的王跟罪恶原来用我们的身体，就好像各个 tools 一样。我们的 member of our body 就好像一个器官被一个工具被他用一样。
Have we ever thought about the king of the world and sin uses our bodies, the parts of our body, just like using tools?
他让你的眼睛去看一些不该看的东西。
And it will use your eyes to see something that you're not supposed to.
他马上可以把你属灵的光景跟神的关系大大的破坏。
And he can instantly destroy your relationship with God.
他让你的耳朵去听了一些不该听的东西。
Or he uses your ears to listen to something that you're not supposed to.
他让你的信心，你在神家跟神儿女们之间的关系，你跟神的关系立刻被破坏。
And that way he can instantly destroy your relationship and your faith.In God.
他现在又想要破坏另外一个弟兄。
Or he wants to destroy another brother.
他就把你嘴巴拿过来用一下。
And he can just grab your mouth, your lips, and use it.
他马上又做了一件非常 destructive 的事情。
And then instantly he can do something very destructive.
从前仇敌可以自由使用我们各样的器官 去做他要做的事情。
In the past, the enemy can freely use our, the bodies, our, the members of our body for sin.
保罗说，如果我们要过圣洁的生活，你必须 set apart, 你必须把你 consecrate, 你要把你所有的这些器具、器官当作义的器具献给神。
But Paul says, if you want to live a holy life, you have to set apart and only offer your members, the members of your bodies for righteousness.
约伯说，我以我的眼睛立约。
Like Job says, I have a covenant with my eyes.
他底下说，我怎么能够一直盯着女人看呢？
How can I stare at women?
弟兄姊妹啊，今天我们也许你不好意思这样去盯着人家看啊。
Maybe you're kind of embarrassed to stare at someone like that.
可是我们盯着电脑看。
But then we stare at our computer screens.
我们盯着电视看。
We stare at the TV screens.
所以多少的罪就从眼睛开始了。
So much sin comes from eyes.
约伯说，我以我的眼睛立约。
But Job says, I have a covenant with my eyes.
眼睛是神的。
My eyes belong to God.
用这个我们愿不愿意，这很简单的事情。
Are we willing? This is not difficult.
我们的嘴巴。
And our tongues, our mouth.
说恶言，说谎言，说谗言，说批评论断，说不造就人的话，这么方便就出来了。
We might say bad words, deceitful words, judgments, anything, lies.
说抱怨的话。
Or complaints.
说不信的话。
Unbelieving words.
弟兄姊妹，我们愿不愿意与我们的嘴唇立约？
Are we willing to have a covenant with our tongues?
在新的一年。
In this new year.
Just as I used to offer it to the evil, to the devil.我过去怎样习惯性的把它交给了仇敌。
Just as I used to offer to the devil.
我今天愿意交给神。
Today I want to offer the parts of my body to God.
我们的耳朵一样。
The same with our ears.
你如果听见弟兄姊妹在批评论断。
If you hear someone judging brothers and sisters.
Stop them.
Stop them.
至少你离开。
At least walk away from them.
跟你的耳朵立约。
Have a covenant with your ears.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要再去听这么多的道了。
Let's not to...what we need is not to listen to more sermons.
有多少最基本最基本的生活诠教我们没有好好做。
A lot of times we do not exercise the basic discipline.
什么叫做蒙召成为圣洁？
What does it mean to be called to be holy?
我们是被召出来成为神手中的器皿。
We are being called to become vessels in God's hands.
神可以用。
So that God can use us.
所以有一段圣经我们读一下好不好？
There's a passage we can read.
我们要结束了啊。在提摩太后书
Second Timothy
我想这次提摩太后书也是青少年弟兄姊妹的主题、哦、
Second
Timothy 那我们现在要读的是提摩太后书、
oh,
提摩太后书第二章
Timothy, Chapter 2
我们从十九节中间读起
Verse 19 The middle of verse 19
读到二十二节主认识谁是他的人又说凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义在大户人家不但有金器银器也有木器瓦器有作为贵重的有作为卑贱的人若自洁脱离卑贱的事就必做贵重的器皿成为圣洁合乎主用预备行各样的善事你要逃避少年的私欲同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义信德仁爱和平好所以在这里讲到神召我们叫我们脱离卑贱的事
God called us to depart from impurity
为的是叫我们做贵重的器皿
so that we become noble vessels
为的是叫我们在主的手中合用
so that we become functional in the hands of God
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹当我们想到我居然能够把我自己献给神
If we think that we can even offer ourselves to God,
那是一件太荣耀的事。
That is something so glorious.
我希望在年尾的时候
I hope at the year end,
我们真的跟我们的眼睛、耳朵、嘴巴都立约。
That we will have covenant with our eyes, ears, and mouth.
那我们不再让它随便被罪恶来使用。
We will not let them be used by sin anymore.
我们让我们的手、我们的脚也跟神立约。
And have a covenant with our hands and our feet.
让我们的脚愿意走主的路。
That our feet are willing to walk on the Lord's way.
让我们的手愿意做主的工。
And our hands are willing to work God's work.
我们把肢体献给义做奴仆以至于产生。
That offer all the members of our body to righteousness and become holy.
这是根基。
And that is the foundation.
我最后只花五分钟，我提三件事情。
Lastly, I want to mention three things.
在这个根基上面。
And on this foundation.
我们有三件事情可以帮助我们过一个分别为圣的生活。
The three things can help us to live a holy and set apart life.
总算也看到少有一些人拿起笔来了。
And some took out their pen and paper.
那个有一个弟兄。Bruce Wilkinson, 你们知道他吗？写亚比斯祷告的这个人。
A brother, Bruce Wilkinson, he wrote the Prayer of Jabez.
有一次我看他的书上写说，他去 Dallas 神学院读书的时候。
I read his book, he says when he was studying at Dallas Seminary.
第一天开学的时候，他们神学院院长将Woodward 进来的时候讲开这个开学典礼讲道。
And then the first day, the dean came on, and then he gave a message.
哇，他心里面好喜乐，看见这个他这个属灵前辈在那里要讲道了。
He was very happy to see this man he admired so much.
大理寺神学院长江威尔一上来就说，我今天要讲的主题是属灵生命的秘诀。
And then he says, today the message is the key to spiritual life.
他属灵生命的三大秘诀，哇，他赶快把笔纸拿出来，太兴奋了。
The top three secrets to being spiritual life.
啊，那个神学院院长，三件事情。第一，
three things.
每天读经。
First,
第二，随时祷告。第三，找机会向人分享福音。
So first, read the Bible every day and pray all the time and share gospel with anyone you have chance.
他愣在那边，我从小就懂啊。
He was so surprised. I heard this ever since I was a little kid.
但是我以为他要讲什么三个伟大的秘诀啊。
I thought he's gonna say something three great secrets.
他就经过了这几十年，他真感谢神学院长，就这么简单的三件事情，真的是够我们很多很多的操练了。
So after many years, he says these are the three things that are enough for us to discipline ourselves.
我现在讲分别为圣生活的三个秘诀。
So now I'm gonna tell you three secrets to separated life, consecrated life.
你们如果灰心难过的话，那是暂时的，将来你们也会觉得很重要。
But in the future, you will agree with me.
第一
First,
绝不再给魔鬼留地步。
Do not leave any foothold to the enemy.
你我自己知道我们生活的破口漏洞是什么。
You and I know what our weaknesses are.
年轻的孩子们，你也决定知道你生活的漏洞是什么。
Young people, you also know your weaknesses.
我们要知道这是仇敌在我们身上的权势和 ground.
We have to recognize and knowledge that is the power and the ground of enemy in our life.
我们要立的一个心智决定不再给他留地步。
We have to have this resolution, never leave any foothold to the enemy anymore.
我曾经跟你们讲过，我在外地讲道的时候，常常会后有年轻人跑来找我，他被网络色情捆绑到他没办法生活了。
When I go out to lead conferences, oftentimes after meetings, young people will come to ask me for help because they are bound by pornography.
我不知道今天我们在座的人有没有这个问题。
I don't know if anyone is having such problem.
我希望我们没有。
I hope none of us.
但是我不能保证我们没有。
But I cannot guarantee none of us.
因为太多人外表看起来正常，只是个小窟窿。
Because so many people may look normal outside.But it might just be a little hole.
如果一挖的话，惨不忍睹啊。
If we dig deeper, we might not be able to take it. 那天那个
弟兄跟我讲的时候，一面讲一面流泪，这么快这么壮的弟兄，他痛苦得不得了。他说他在教会服侍。
And a young brother came to me. He's really big in stature, and then he was in tears.
每一次又轮到他带诗，每一次又轮到他带查经的时候，他心里面被仇敌控告到他没办法生活。
Because he's bound in online pornography, and every time he leads worship because he serves at church, he has such accusation from enemy that he cannot take it.
他挣扎了好几年走不出来。
He struggled for many years without being freed.
我说弟兄，你真要出来吗？
And I asked, brother, are you willing to walk out of it to be freed? He says, yes.
我说你回到家把你的电脑卖掉。
He says, go home and sell your computer.
你决定家里面不要再留电脑。
Don't ever possess a computer anymore.
他说那我怎么跟别人 email 联络呢？
Then how can I send emails to friends?
我说你就打电话跟朋友联络就好。
Just make phone calls.
今天我们不能够说我又要留着这个 ground 在这里，然后我又要脱离它，是不可能的事情。
It's impossible if we just want to keep the ground and be free from the bondage.
年轻人，如果你自己有这个问题，不要有电脑网络，至少不要上网。
Young people, if you have such problems, don't ever get online.
所以今天的问题不在于我们能不能圣洁，而是我们到底要不要圣洁。
Today the question is not whether we can be holy, but whether we want to be holy.
那个血肉的妇人来见主的时候，在她身上第一个特点就是她有一个 strong desire want to be healed.
The bleeding woman in the gospel came to Jesus for help because she had a strong desire to be healed.
你只要留下 cancer 一点点的细菌，它早晚 come back.
If you leave a little bit of cancer cells, sooner or later it's going to recur and come back.
所以你不要告诉我说我想做好，可是我总是做不到。
Don't ever tell me that I want to do good, but I can never do it.
弟兄姊妹，保罗都没有像我们这么属灵。
Paul is not, even Paul.Does not appear to be spiritual.
有很多的事情是要逃避的。
A lot of times he tells us to flee.
拔腿就跑了啊，弟兄姊妹。
He tells us to flee.
连保罗都拔腿就跑的话，我们这些人能够说我靠着主，我胜过网络没问题。
If even Paul had to flee, then can we say, oh, by God's grace, I can overcome this evil?
每一次我们信心最大说我一定能够胜过的时候，都是你刚刚犯完罪、认完罪的时候。
You know, every time, We boast that we can overcome. It's usually happens after we just sin and confess our sin.
但是事实告诉我们，我们又跌倒了。
But the fact tells us that we will keep doing it.
弟兄姊妹啊，圣经上从来没有叫我们去抵挡试探，圣经叫我们要抵挡魔鬼。
The Bible never tells us to resist temptation.
The Bible only tells us to resist.
The Bible only tells us to resist the devil. The more we resist temptation, the stronger temptations become.
试探是借着祷告胜过的，是借着行动逃避的。
Temptations are overcome through prayers, and we ought to flee from temptation.
保罗说你们要逃避少年人的私欲。
So Paul says, flee youthful lust.
有些人的谈话你要远离他，要远避他。
You have to, some conversations you have to run away from.
刚才也说到要脱离卑贱的事，这都说到我们要 set apart, 要跑掉的。
We have to be set apart and run away from lust.
所以弟兄姊妹要过圣洁的生活嘛，第一件事情最基本的拳脚，不要再给魔鬼留地步，不要再让圣灵担忧。
So the first thing in order to live a holy life,Don't leave foothold to the enemy anymore. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit anymore.
第二件事情。
Second,
行在光明中。
To walk in the light.
我们前一阵子讲过，活在你今天的亮光里面。
Walk in today's light.
你用老约翰的话的话，就是顺服恩膏的教训。
Or in John's words,To obey the anointing.
这一个光是越照越明在我们里面。
The light within us will shine brighter daily.
每一次圣灵显明我们什么地方错，我们立刻去面对它。
Every time the Holy Spirit exposes our sin or our transgression,
弟兄姊妹要
confess the sin.
勇敢把自己的软弱和失败带到主的面光里面来。
Be courageous and bring your sin and your weaknesses before the Lord.
黑暗永远是罪恶的温床。
The darkness is always the cradle of sin.
当我们容许黑暗存在的时候，我们就给罪留了余地。
If we allow darkness to exist in our hearts, we're leaving some room for sin to grow.
要勇敢地活在光中。
So be courageous and live in the light.
有一个牧师在聚会呼召弟兄姊妹做献身做基督的精兵啊。
An elderly pastor called brothers and sisters to offer themselves as the soldiers for Christ.
几年来有一个弟兄老是不出来。
And for years, there's one brother who just won't come out.
有一天那个牧师实在忍不住了，就去找他，不是文丽，我只是手比到你。
So one day, this pastor just couldn't wait, so he went to talk to the brother.
他说你为什么不肯献身当基督的精兵
？How come you just won't offer yourself as a soldier for Christ?
他说当基督的精兵太难。
He says, it's too hard to be a soldier for Christ.
他说但是我已经当了基督的 secret agent 当了好多年。
But I have been a secret agent for Christ for many years.
弟兄姊妹，当 secret agent 容易多了。
It's much easier to be a secret agent for Christ.
对不对？你在朋友面前，你不需要 stand fast.
You don't have to stand fast before your friends.
你可以混在他们中间。
You can just mingle with them.
你可以当内线。
You can be a spy, a secret agent.
好，然后把县民的资料送给牧师，说现在人堕落成什么样子。
And then you can tell your pastor how much men have corrupted in this world.
所以就像我们现在跟年轻人讲什么，哎呀，你们 you don't understand， 我们才怎么怎么样，这些都是 secret agent。
Just like many young people say, oh, you don't understand about the world that we know because they are secret agents.
或是叫县民哈 informant 的，
informant
都是县民。因为怎么样，要勇敢站出来。
But be brave, stand fast.
当我们活在光中的时候
As we live in the light.
约翰福音八章十二节，主耶稣说，我就是世界的光。
In John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus says, I'm the light of the world.
跟从我的必不在黑暗里行，要得着生命的光。
Anyone who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will receive the light of life.
请大家注意这一节圣经里面，第一，这个光是一直往前走的。
First of all, please pay attention. This light keeps walking forward.
它是一个动的光，一直进步的。
It's a moving light. It keeps on making, moves forward.
这个光是活的，是生命，它就是生命的光。
And this light is alive.It's the light of life.
我们越跟随他，生命就越强壮。
The more we follow this light, the stronger we become.
越跟随他，圣洁的生命就越实在。
The more we follow him, the more real our holy life becomes.
越跟随他，就得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
The more we follow it, we will receive abundant life.
弟兄姊妹，千万不要觉得这是要求啊，这是一个恩典啊。
Please do not think this is a command or demand.
我们都在罪恶里面失败过的人。
Because we have all fallen in sin.
可是当我们真走回到光明的路上的时候，我们感恩啊。
Yeah, as we return back to the path of light,
哎呀，我觉得就像我们诗歌说的，活在神的光中是太喜乐的事情。
It's so joyful to live in the light of the Lord.
Shadow around me, shadow above me, 但是不能够遮蔽神的光。
Whether shadow around me, or shadow above me cannot conceal the light of life.
这个光要带领我们走生命的路。
And this light will lead us on the way of life.
而第三个，这个光是一个 living person, 是活的耶稣，耶稣自己。
And this light is a living person, it's Jesus himself.
耶稣说，我就是生命的光啊。
Jesus says, I am the light of life.
我就是世界的光。
And I'm the light of the world.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们在生活上顺服恩膏的教训，顺服今天的光，弟兄姊妹，这是一件蒙福的事情。
As we obey and follow the anointing and the light, this is a blessed life.
第三件事情，
The third,
要活在身体里面，
To live within the body,
活在身体的保护中，
To live within the, under the protection of the body,
活在同伴彼此的激励和扶持中，
To live with the encouragement and support of your companion.
保罗说，你们不光要逃避少年人的私欲，
So Paul says, not only flee from the youthful lust.
底下讲什么？
What does he say?
同那清心祷告主的人。
With those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
一同来追求。
And pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace.
当我们活在身体里面的时候，
As we live in the body.
身体保护我们。
The body protects us.
当我们活在同伴中间的时候，
As we live with our companions.
同伴扶持激励我们往前去。
Our companions will encourage us and support us.
让我们在神的手中成为圣洁合用的器皿。
So that we become a holy vessel for noble purposes.
在五十多年前，一九五一年。
In 1951.
在一个很平凡的主日下午。
In a very ordinary Sunday afternoon.
在洛杉矶一个很平凡的家庭里面。
In a very ordinary family in Los Angeles.
有一对非常平凡的年轻夫妇。
There's a very ordinary young couple.
他们那天做了一件非常不平凡的事情。
But they did something very extraordinary.
没有第三个人在。
There's not a third person.
只有神在他们中间。
Only God was between them.
他们两个做了一件什么事呢？
Do you know what they did?
他们夫妻在主的面前一起祷告。
They prayed before God.
他们跟神立了一个约。
They have a covenant before God.
他们把他们的未来。
They committed their future.
把他们的时间。
Their time.
把他们的财富。
Their wealth.
把他们的恩赐。
Their gifts.
把他们的家庭
their family,
把他们一切所有的他们跟主说主我们摆在祭坛上
Everything they have they offered on the altar
Surrender all
They surrendered all
全部都是主的
Everything belongs to the Lord
他们奉献给神
They offered to the Lord
而五十年后的今
And after 50 years
这一对的夫妇
This couple
他们在全世界已经建立了六十多个不同的团体在为主传福音
They have established more than 60 evangelical organizations worldwide to do work for God.
他们自己连想都没想到。
They never even imagined this.
而这位弟兄写了一本小册子。
And this brother wrote a little booklet.
叫做属灵的四律。
Oh, it says the four gospel laws.
他曾经在全世界被人使用过超过30亿次以上，在各地被使用。
The four spiritual laws is being used numerous times throughout the world.
后来他们拍了一部影集，叫做《耶稣传》。
And then later on, they made a film, the story of Jesus.
在全世界233个国家播放过。
It's been It's been shown in 233 countries worldwide.
看过这个耶稣传的人只有40亿人次。
And more than 4 billion people watched this movie.
其中有1亿2千万因为看了耶稣传信了耶稣。
And about 120,000 people accepted Jesus through the film.
你要讲快一点，我要结束。
Okay.
这对夫妇他们建立了 Campus Crusade.
And they founded Campus Crusade.
Dr. Bill Bright.
Dr. Bill Bright.
弟兄姊妹，50多年前。
More than 50 years ago,
没有人注意到他们。
No one paid attention to them.
他们也不知道自己是什么。
They did not know what they would become.
他们就是很简单的一颗心爱耶稣。
But simply they love Jesus with a pure heart.
他们甚至没有邀请任何人，只是夫妻两个人做了一个献身的祷告。
They didn't even have any witnesses. They just offered themselves to God.
他们在神面前立了一个奉献的约，把自己奉献给。
They had a covenant with God and offered themselves to God.
神却这样子奇妙地使用了他们。
And God miraculously used them.
救了多少的人。
And saved so many people,
帮助了多少神的儿女
and help so many children of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
难道你我的这一生都要浪费在今生的宴乐上吗
So are we willing to squander our life on pleasures of life?
难道你我的今生只为了我们自私的一个家庭更好而已吗
Our life's purpose is just to make our life family better?
年轻的孩子到底我们活着为什么
Young people, exactly what are we living here for?
没有多久你们都要离开家的
Before long, you're gonna leave your home.
You need to face your own future, your own life.
You have to face your own future.
到底什么是我们存在的目的，是我们人生的标杆
？So what is the purpose of our life and the goal of our life?
弟兄姊妹，神召我们。
God called us.
成为圣洁是要我们有份于他伟大的生命。
To be holy, so that we can partake His holy life.
也让我们能够有份于他那个属天的呼召和。
That we can be partakers of His heavenly calling.
这是我们明天晚上要讲的。
And then tomorrow we're gonna share more.
今天晚上我们要解决的一件事情。
So today we have to face and deal with one thing.
我们愿不愿意把我们自己
？Are we willing?
把我们的家
？To offer ourselves and our family.
奉献给神。
An offer to God.
我听到很多弟兄姊妹都不愿意再更新自己奉献，因为觉得奉献没有用。
I heard many brothers and sisters are not willing to do that anymore because they say it doesn't work.
我奉献完，我又软弱，我又失败了。
After I offer myself, I continue to become weak, and then I fall again.
弟兄姊妹，我要说，神从来不轻看我们任何一次的奉献。
But let me tell you, God does not despise.Any of our offerings.
我们需要一再更新我们的奉献。
We need to keep renewing our offering.
让我们的奉献比从前更全面。
So that our offerings become more thorough.
让我们的奉献比从前更深入而且更真实。
So that our offerings become more real and more true.
也许去年你奉献的眼睛。
Maybe last year you offered your eyes to God.
今年把你的嘴也奉献出来。
And this year offer your mouth to God.
把你的耳朵也奉献出来。
And offer your ears.
朋友，你在。活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。